It's the second year the pedometer challenge has happened here in town. Last year, the Petersburg Indian Association ran the event through their tobacco prevention grant. 270 people participated.
And it was amazingly awesome.
That's Kim Kilkenny with Petersburg Mental Health Services. She says mental health and physical health go hand in hand.
Mental health and physical health are intertwined. We believe in treating the whole body, and that if your health, your physical health is not good, or if you're struggling with pain, mental health is not going to feel good, and you're going to struggle with that. And so when that's why we talk about all of it, like, is your social health good? Is your mental health good? What can we do to keep you active? You know, what are some behavioral strategies that will help improve your mood and decrease symptoms? So it's just enmeshed. And, you know, and our doctors ask us, like, are we getting exercise? You know, it's all interrelated to our whole well-being.
Kilkenny's office took over the pedometer challenge this year through a different funding source, a $24,000 community transformations grant from the CDC, or Centers for Disease Control. The grant came through the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. Martha Pearson is a program manager for SEARCH. I spoke with her and Kilkenny about the details of this year's pedometer challenge. Now, the actual mechanics of the pedometer, it's basically recording how many steps you take or those types of motions?
Right. It will, I mean, you'll want to test it out and make sure that the steps are corrected. And it will do 24 hours, count your steps, and then it'll start again. And the way that we were having people measure their participation is by calling in their total numbers for that week. They're logging in. This year, we are doing it through SurveyMonkey so that we have instant data and know where everybody's at. And that way, we don't lose any information or add wrong. So, so that's how it's going down.
Also, the beauty of using the pedometers is that each participant gets their own feedback right away of how they are doing. They can set their own personal goals. You know, for some person, 10,000 steps a day is no problem. That's about 5 miles of stepping a day. For some people, that would be just an impossible task. So for them, maybe 5,000 steps or 2,000 steps. Whatever it is, you can set your own goal and work to reach it. And that's why this program is likely to be more successful, is because everyone can join in and participate on their own rate.
How long is this challenge going for?
6 weeks. The challenge will end May 23rd. The reporting period opens on Thursday and it closes Sunday for that previous week. So to be eligible for the drawing for a weekly prize, you'll need to register during that 4-day window.
Speaking of prizes,
they're fabulous.
That's some incentive to keep going.
Yeah, we included some physical health, well-being prizes or incentives. My favorite group one, groups are eligible for weekly prizes as well, is 2 hours at the Bouncy Castle at Parks and Rec. So, you know, adults are encouraged. You know, it's a lot of fun if you've ever been in the Bouncy Castle.
I've actually seen pictures, and my first question was, is there an age limit?
No. We checked, and there is no age limit. And then we have kayaks. We have an iPad mini. Well, kayak, sorry, singular. We have iPad minis. We have some Galaxy tablets. We have Zumba cards. Skate of Gear has a package that they're donating. Some very cool prizes.
As of last week, there were about 100 people registered. People can sign up for the pedometer challenge through Friday. Pedometers can be picked up at public health, or you can call Petersburg Indian Association or Mental Health, and they will get one to you. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.